the connection that this facility has with the community and all the special things that it does. I serve as the commander of the St. Paul District, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. We're based out of St. Paul, but we have 41 field locations across 5 upper Midwest states. And it really where our mission happens is at locations just like this and staffed by people who come from the community and reinvest into those communities. I especially appreciate everybody here today because it's been a tough couple of months with the spring flooding. Some scary times, some uncertain times, a lot of disruption, and I'm really grateful that things are looking that the way that they are. And part of that is just having safe and sound infrastructure upstream of your community to help protect you. You know, this dam was built back in 1950. It was authorized by Congress in 1944. And a couple of years later, it was all set for a fully functioning facility, recreation, water supply, and flood control. It's much more to me than just concrete and steel. We talked about what it does. It protects people. It supports life. Just last year with the exceptional drought, it's nice to know that we have some engineering capacity in our region to help through those tough times. There were probably some very visionary people back in the late 30s after experiencing those droughts and floods over many years, and I think we can all benefit from them today. So for 70 years, we're celebrating 70 years of this site. Through and through, I think the common thread is partnership. Partnership from at the federal level, the state, county, local level, and many volunteers and many non-governmental organizations who take advantage of a special location and advance the quality of life for those around us.